Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
This is your official Leguizamarama spoiler warning. If you have not seen Pausing God, the short film that premiered at the Tribeca Film Festival, if you haven't seen that 3-minute video on YouTube and you've just always wanted to know what happens and you don't want these two cunts to give it away, then don't listen beyond the halfway point of this podcast. Previous to that, we'll just be chatting shit. But also just go watch the fucking video. It's 3 minutes long. Thank you. Bye.
Peace. I hate the word.
I got one leg, you're gonna fuck to the chicken. You're gonna put a little cornstarch in it. I'm my werewolf, man. Luigi Mario!
Hello and welcome to Mission Zach's Leguizamarama, a podcast where each week two friends, Mission Zach, watch or everything starring their favourite actor, John Leguizamo. I'm one of those hosts. My name is Zachary Ruway, and you might know me from... Oh, what should I say, Mish?
Anything. I've got something I want to confess.
Oh, is it a confession?
Yeah, do a confession.
You might know me from sometimes appearing on Confessions of the Idiots with Sam Peterson.
Fuck.
Okay. I'm joined, as always, by my co-host, Mish Wittrup, who you might know from...
I just went into your office.
This confession.
Which is the office of the two people sitting in this room with me right now, looking for snacks.
Oh.
But there weren't any, so I just farted and left. It's a true story. It literally happened fucking 7 minutes ago.
What are you
ago.
Worried is going to happen? Broden's not going to go into that office until at least
Well, no, but I
tomorrow.
Felt bad. I didn't mean to. I didn't go in there and go, there's no snacks. I'm going to punish you all by doing a pop-off.
Mish, I'm going to hold this fart thought because I'd hate to talk. Okay. I'd hate to spend 20 minutes on this fart before we introduce our guest. Our next guest, I first saw him as Ralph Nickleby. The University of Ballarat Arts
that's
Academy.
That's not what you first saw
Second
me.
Year production, but that's when I first saw you.
Oh, right.
You might know him from How to Stay Married, Irreverent, or Fisk, but he's here because he's just started a new podcast 6 months ago, The Footy with Broden Kelly. It's a great to meet you, Mr. Broden Kelly.
Yeah, so good to be here.
Thank you.
If you like, I could put on our work Slack. There's a couple of different tiers. So there's whole team.
I thought you said I could put on my work slacks. Oh. Like your pants. And I was like,
well, I would put on my work slacks to go and use the work Slack, which is
a
messaging
Slack
medium.
Is, yeah. I don't use it.
And I could put a call out to there's one called AD whole team, which is everyone in Donna, our general manager, social media manager, editors, and I could just say, just so everyone knows, full disclosure, Mish Wittrup from Leguizamarama came into the office late on Sunday evening and farted.
Hey, just a heads up. I don't know who's working in the office tomorrow, but just a heads up. Mish Wittrup, Zach's friend, and Broden's friend for longer than Zach.
Yes, but write that.
You'd know Mish from Leguizamarama. She just let us know that she farted in the main office.
She passed wind.
So if anyone's in there, there's any stinks tomorrow, just a heads up.
I don't know if it stunk. I left before I could smell. But I didn't mean to do it. I didn't go in there and go, no snags.
But you meant
fuck
to tell
you.
Us.
No, I left and felt guilty. I felt, farting. And I couldn't hold on to it. It's like, you're never going to smell it. It's gone now. The gases have completely evaporated.
Was it a too many beans kind of thing?
No, it was a, oh God, I'm getting old and can't hold in my farts anymore fart. It just kind of happened. Honestly, that's a thing that I'm dealing with in old age as I get older. Is I'm farting a lot more than
I used
to.
During COVID times, I would like fart when I got up a bit, you know, I'd just like fart when I moved. And it was because I was at home all the time. I didn't have to think about it. And I was like worried that maybe that was a problem. My partner was like, oh, you're farting a lot when you get up and stuff. Oh, that's fine. And then I went to the gym when it all opened up and I was stretching and I did a fart.
Did anyone notice?
No. No, I don't think so. But it was like a proper fart. And I was like, oh, no, I've got to get back into the habit of holding farts.
To me, the gym is like a public toilet in the sense that, like, it's full of shit.
Shit everywhere.
This is fucking disgusting bullshit.
You do poos in there.
Poos in it. No, in that it's acceptable to hear a fart. There are very few places where if you fart, people might go, oh, okay. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whereas if I farted right now, one of you would be like a bit, not shitty with
me. I think we'd both kind of politely laugh.
No, you would pull me up on it.
No. What in what setting? What's the
scenario? We're here right now talking about.
And you just fart?
And I just went, like, and it sounds like
it's not.
Like
a toot?
Yeah, it's a toot. It's like a little, like that.
I would not pull you up on a toot fart in the podcast. I would not do that.
Wouldn't you? I would pull you up.
If, yeah, but you're rude.
You don't have manners, mate. You're mannerless. Because you're rude. I remember one time you walked in her office and farted because there was no food and then left.
I didn't fart because
that's what you
was,
did.
That's, yeah, I remember that was recently.
Because there was no food. I was surprised because I know for fact,
yeah.
That in the Auntie Donna office there are always muesli bars.
So I got
there are always Mish, muesli bars, right, and so there were no muesli bars.
Do you know?
I was going. What's worse? What is worse?
Stealing the muesli bar.
Stealing a muesli bar or farting in your office.
Yes. A fart in an act of aggression is worse, like an act of war.
I wouldn't have stolen a muesli bar. I would have asked your permission to eat one.
So you came into our office to steal a muesli bar.
Yeah.
That wasn't your confession. Then you were so mad at us that you farted in our office.
Can I ask, you said I would tell you before I had them, yeah?
Yeah.
So what are these?
Those are smoothie chews.
And where did you get them from?
From your office.
And when I walked in, were you eating them?
Yeah, but I'd ask Zach if we could have them.
No. Well, hands up. I thought you'd stolen them from the foyer.
No, I
thought
I
you were stealing
in.
Them from Beck and Evan.
Get
from
fucked.
Stupid
I walked
studio.
In and I said, Zach, I found these. And then I said, can I have one? And you said, yeah, can I have one? That is what happened.
I misunderstood.
Okay. I would thought that you
I haven't been in that office for quite a while.
I didn't know that. I assumed you were, if I had an office,
There
is no way in hell that I wouldn't be across the snacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who has an office and isn't across the snacks?
People that have offices.
Yeah.
If you've got an office, you're not at the snacks level anymore.
So who's across your snacks?
Georgia. Who knows?
We have people that are across the snacks. So come on, we're trying to stay relatable and you're making us admit that we're not across the snacks.
I haven't had a snack in 7 years.
So wait, you've not eaten snacks from your office?
I don't even know what that
so
is.
So if I, because, okay, there is a very specific snack that is currently on your desk in your office right now.
Really?
Is do you
like
know
a
what it is?
Cookie type thing?
No.
Tom... Yeah, no, yeah. Tom Armstrong / Sahario, who, yes.
Yeah.
He bought two crates of butter cookie, Danish butter cookies.
Yeah, he tried to give me some. And I'm like, I don't want.
They were on special.
No shit. Like,
and then he was like, oh, you could give it to people like during meetings gift. And stuff.
No. I think for the last like few weeks, every time I bumped into him, he's tried to fucking offload about a half kilo of butter cookies onto me. No. So you have no idea what the snack. I know what the snack is on
Why
your
would
desk,
I know what the snack is
Because I
on
farted on it.
So, do
you know what it is?
I think it would
If be- I tell you, you're going to want one.
It would be from a meeting on Friday, probably, because we're recording this on a Sunday. Took it for a drink on Tuesday.
Were we making love on Wednesday?
Thursday, Friday, chilled on Sunday, the pot on Sunday.
And then I farted on your snacks.
Then farted on my snacks.
Weird. You didn't tell us you farted on the snacks.
I didn't.
So you walked in. Not only, because we've got to adjust the story now, because the story as you told it initially was you walked in, couldn't find a snack. So then you farted. But now the picture is you walked in, didn't find a snack that was to your satisfaction, so you farted on our snacks that you didn't care for.
On top of that, you said that we would like those snacks, but they're not snacks for you. So you have us on a lower tier of snack consumption.
I wouldn't eat them.
Because you're a vegan? Is it a vegan?
Yeah. No,
creamy. Maybe creamy. I doubt meaty.
Creamy meat?
Yeah, well, you're like creamy meat. Like a chicken. Like a carbonara or something.
Or a veal scallopini.
Like a clam chowder.
Left a tray of veal scallopini from Friday. Please enjoy some veal scallopini.
It's creamy.
Let us tell you what Have a New Normal Productions can do for
it's
you.
It's both creamy and meaty. Two things a vegan couldn't have.
Listen here.
Oh my god, fucking bring them in a week myself.
There are a lot of production companies out there that are going to have more money, more contacts, but we're the only ones that have a big tray of veal scallopini in the middle of the room.
A creamy meaty.
I went in there trying
both cream and meat.
I went in there trying to find a muesli bar. All there was veal scallopini.
And you farted on it. Is that what you're saying?
Is this what happened?
And you grab some smoothie chews.
You were mad that our snacks weren't kosher, so you farted.
I actually can't fucking breathe.
What was the snack?
Oh, it was a brownie, maybe.
They're Mars bars, man. Little snack-sized Mars bars.
You hyped them up a little.
Yeah.
No.
I thought it was a veal scallopini.
It wasn't a veal.
I thought it was maybe a baked
good. It's something I kind of... creamy meat. That's what it is. Yeah. Oh, that was great. Thank you. Hey, Broden, thanks for coming on the pod.
Pleasure.
Broden
Pleasure.
Kelly.
Broden Kelly.
I thought it'd be funny to not mention Arnie Dunner in the intro. That was the joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was good.
How do you miss you good?
I can't breathe. That was the funniest fucking... I honestly nearly pissed my pants.
Oh, really?
Hold
it until you're in our office.
Piss all over your veal scallopini.
Hey, guys, just a quick message. I came into the office this morning. There was piss and fart everywhere.
Broden, I know you mentioned the fart, but did she say anything about pissing? Because there's like a puddle of piss in the middle of our office.
There's piss everywhere. There's fart. The smell of farts. And any dairy-based snack is still here.
Just for me, it's the idea of a puddle of piss near our couch.
Oh, my God. Fuck, that's so funny.
Yeah, don't piss in our office, Mitch.
We had several dogs piss in our office, but never missed.
Where was your last
missed.
Office?
On Oven Street, but we were pushed out.
You did have a lot of dogs. I didn't piss in that office.
Yeah, great.
No, I haven't pissed in this one yet either. Broden, you're obviously at Arnie's on Zach. I've known you for fucking ever.
Yeah, you walked up to me in
2006,
and you said... what's up? I'm one of the cool girls,
essentially. I didn't say that. I did not say
that's
that.
That's the energy you
I met,
put there.
I met Broden. We've told this story on pods previously, but I met Broden in high school because I went to an all-girls private school. And when we put on musicals, we required boys. So we'd have to call for boys who would do it for free. So we called on public school boys.
Yeah.
And Broden rocked up once to the audition for Grease, and that's how I met him.
True story about that. All the private school boys in that show got private paid-for taxis to rehearsals. Did you know that?
No.
There was a contingent of Scotch college
kids. How did you know this?
Because they told me at the time. Nick Mac Wolstenheim, Warren Logan, Guy Mike Lorraine.
Are you calling these people out?
No, well, it's not their
those?
Fault. I could call out the teachers who facilitated.
Whatever happened to Nick?
I see him.
I've seen him around.
Yeah. Guy Mike hosts Triple M in Cairns.
I know that. For those Triple M in Cairns fans, we were in Grease the Musical with Guy Mai.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know if there's a crossover.
If there is, though, I wonder if he'd remember.
I appreciate your
intent. Do you want to message him now?
Do you have contact with him?
Yeah. Do you remember me?
Wait, are you serious? Do you have contact with Guy Mai?
Yeah.
I haven't thought about Guy Mai in about fucking 20 years.
I didn't know the layer that you got boys in from public schools. I think there's something very... I think there's like a Netflix limited series in that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the idea of like this all-girls school and they get these like boys in.
Well, we got Tom and Broden. That's how I met both of them. And then they went and dated my friends a bunch.
Yeah, of course he did.
Yeah, of course. I'm fine with that. I'm not having a go.
We went to the Ivanhoe Girls Grammar Year 12 formal. We went to the Ivanhoe Girls Grammar Year 11 formal, and we went to the Year 10 Ivanhoe Girls Grammar social event.
Yeah, they loved them because they were the only boys that we knew.
Yeah, it's crazy.
There is a good Netflix.
Yeah, but it's the public schoolness of it. It's like these boys that coming from the public school and like.
And I had a car.
We used them for the singing, not for their.
Yeah, you know. I had a car, so I used to drive them places, and we'd go to Macca's.
Yeah, that's true. And she was the only girl who would talk to us.
Really?
Well, yeah, I wasn't. I knew that we didn't want to fuck each other or like finger each other.
Yeah,
it was high school.
Fuck or finger?
Fuck or finger. Because neither of us wanted to do that, I could just be friends with them.
But then also, I believe in about 2009.
We did finger each other.
Yeah, we did finger the shit out of each other.
They're fingering each other right now, listener. Yeah. Broden and Misha.
Because we're good enough friends to do that.
Yeah. That's why you got to go visual.
2009. What happened in 2009?
I get a text or a message on my phone from Zach or Sam.
On my phone.
On my phone.
On my phone.
And I'm in a Skyline. We're getting it when I'm delivering a pizza. And
I get a message on my phone.
I watched Wog Boy yesterday.
Did you? Which one? The new one?
Or no, the original. The original.
Does it hold up?
To an extent.
There is a line in that movie that is so funny. It's when he's hooking up with that girl and he goes, oh, your jacket's mad. It's very funny.
There's lots of really funny bits in it.
Oh, good.
There's a character who's like, I want my fucking money, fucking.
Yeah, him.
He says that a lot. In 2009, I get a text message from Zach or Sam saying, hey, is this Miss chick cool? She wants to move in with us.
And in spite of his cruel message.
She farts a lot in rooms.
Oh, man. She farts in rooms.
Pisses in rooms. Creamy meat.
Creamy meat.
She pisses on creamy meat.
Did you piss on the creamy meat?
No, I didn't piss on the creamy meat. Anyway, and then I ended up living with Zach, and that's how I met everybody. So I've known Brogdon.
You've known Brogdon.
I've known Brogdon the longest of all of you cunts.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, that's cool. But we're not here to talk about such things. John Leguizamo, that's what the podcast is about. Do you have a relationship with him at all?
Well, the same one that Zach does.
Oh, you're a big fan.
In that I'm one removed from him.
We don't talk about that.
Oh, right. I didn't know.
I know about it.
No, we do talk.
Yeah, I know
just
about
the promoter.
It.
I'm
just joking, we share a promoter.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware of such things. No,
and
I mean,
I do talk about that. I'm joking.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, did you know of him before this pod? Yes. Were you a fan? Cool. That's sick. Yeah, no, you're the promoter, John Leguizamo.
Yeah. I know both.
But you said, what's your relationship to John Leguizamo? Yeah. And Broden saying, well, our promoter in the US was a producer of his. That is Broden's relationship with John Leguizamo. Mm-hmm. He's got a very legitimate, like 1 degree of separation removed.
Well, that means I'm 2 degrees from him.
He is.
Does that mean I'm 2 degrees? Does that mean I'm three?
Three,
degrees?
Yeah.
Yeah,
you've got double.
Because I know Mish and Mish knows you.
Yeah. And I know Arnold.
Oh, my promoter. God.
And that works out well.
I don't remember seeing John Leguizamo for the first time because he's deeply, as you would know, deeply entrenched in film and television to the point, and American film and television to the point where I couldn't tell you the first time I saw him. Probably Super Mario. Do you know a fun fact about that I heard on platform?
We love fun facts.
Funnily enough, we probably do know this.
Yeah, you probably do. Oh, we all have the same Twitter, TikTok algorithm, so you probably see.
And also because
We've committed 3 years of our lives to this fucking
Well, it's more a Mario thing. It's a me, Mario.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, great. Well, do I need to continue
No, this is not us related.
Tell the story.
Me and Broden have the same TikTok algorithm. Yeah.
And I know what the story is, but tell it for the listeners.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, apparently, I don't speak Japanese, but it's a me in the Italian accent. It's me. It's a me is Japanese for super. So in Japanese, he's saying Super Mario.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And in Italian, it's a me Mario.
It's a pun.
That's fucking phenomenal.
Yeah. That's the efficiency that the Japanese are well known for.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Do you know that the reason there's dinosaurs in Super Mario Brothers is because the directors saw a thing about dinosaurs while they were writing it?
That's cool. Did you know that in Super Mario, is the scene at the nightclub where everyone's dancing, all of the dancers are strippers?
No.
That were hired?
I don't really remember. I remember one scene from my childhood in North Lane.
Yeah, we can tell you all about it.
It's I think it's Princess Peach. It's a person talking to a velociraptor.
There's a few of those.
Yeah, it's not Princess Peach, though. Okay, it's Daisy.
Daisy.
She's sexy, and so is Luigi in that film.
Yeah, they fuck.
Do they really?
Well, we assume after the film that they fucked.
John Leguizamo plays Luigi in this?
Yeah.
And what's his name? Plays the guy from
Bob Hoskins.
Bob Hoskins in this golden Bob Hoskins.
Yeah, delicious. Oh, that's nice. It's nice that you know Super Mario Brothers.
Oh, totally.
That's our youth.
Yeah. That's not where I know him from originally, but I fucking know that film.
I feel like it was my first. That or Romeo and Juliet.
Was that, Was he doing a lot around then?
Heaps.
Yeah.
That was his moment to maybe become.
We call it Leguizollywood.
The 90s.
Leguizollywood. The late 90s, early 2000s.
Mm. He's immensely prolific.
Oh, yeah. So good. He's the voice of Sid the Sloth, did you know?
Yeah. I hear you do them with Ben Russell.
Yeah, we do those ones.
Ask us any questions about John Leguizamo.
Yeah.
How old is he?
Oh, I don't know.
He just had a birthday. Something. He has a birthday a few days
60?
Ago. 60? No.
Yeah.
I'm looking it up. His birthday was literally a few days ago.
I think he's 62 is my guess.
Where's he? Is he born in America?
Yes. Or no?
No, he was born in Colombia.
I don't know.
And then he moved.
I just watched that. He moved to
Queens.
Do you think, looking at his career, without hearing interviews or.
He's 63.
Wow. Yeah. Looks very good for 63.
Yeah, fucking mm-hmm.
Hollywood money, baby. Yeah. That's Sid the Sloth money.
Yeah. That. The do you think, looking at his career, he has a taste for a certain thing over another? Is there one thing you can say he loves this?
He likes to die in movies.
Right.
I don't know if I think he likes to work. Genuinely, I think he's someone who works a lot, and if he has the time, he's inclined to say yes.
We've found that he's done a lot of roles where we'd be willing to bet money it was a you have me for a day.
Do
what you can with me for a day, because after this I've got Sid. Like, and after Sid, I've got the menu.
I just think he works, and I think that's his attitude. And then he's doing better and better. Because remember on the, he talked about, he did the my most famous roles and he did John Wick.
Mm-hmm.
And the way he was talking about it, he was like, I didn't realize it would be that good.
Yeah.
He was like, I did not think it would be that good of a film. And it's like, that tells me that he was just like, yeah.
He just says yes to things. Yeah. Like he's like, you know,
a lot of directors.
He likes to work.
Yes. And he has worked with a lot of the same directors and a lot of the same actors, like Peter Sarsgaard.
Peter Sarsgaard. Which one's he?
We got damned.
Peter Sarsgaard.
Maggie Gyllenhaal's guy.
Husband.
One of the Sarsgaards.
Not a Sarsgaard.
He's not a Sarsgaard. He's a Sarsgaard. He's the one. You're thinking Sarsgaard.
I am thinking Sarsgaard.
I'll show you photos. You'll know.
You'll know him.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah.
He was in Garden State, and
he was in Orphan. He was he was the dad in Orphan.
He's going to be the Hulk villain. He was going to be a Hulk villain.
Mm. How was he?
They allude to it. They allude to it in a film. No, he was going to be a villain in Green Arrow.
Green Lantern.
And they allude to it, and then it goes nowhere.
Well, because I've landed on that he's the thinking man's Edward Norton. So
yeah, I like that.
Do you know what he's in that he's phenomenal in? Is Boys Don't Cry.
I've never seen Boys Hillary Don't Swank.
Oh, you see? Must.
That's in the genre that I would call films that I watched on Foxtel between 1998 and 2002 that were too old for
Rude.
Broden.
Yeah.
That I watched, like, I think I watched a horrible Hillary Swank scene from that movie.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah.
Just a horrible, horrible scene.
That is definitely in that category of free-to-air movies that were on at midnight.
Yeah.
And I couldn't sleep that night, so I watched it and just never forgot.
Swank's career. Interesting.
Yeah,
what has she done with John Legs?
Nothing.
No, she's never been in anything with John
Legs.
Not
that we've seen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've still got a year of stuff to
That's true.
Really?
Yeah.
Is he not in Million
Give us
Dollar
an actor,
Baby?
We'll tell you if he's been in a movie with them.
Yeah, great.
Oh, this is fun.
Yeah, this is good.
Hilary Swank.
No, he's not been in a
movie. Not as far as we know.
Brad Pitt.
Yeah, that shocking one. Counselor.
The Counselor.
Margot Robbie.
No, I don't think so.
No, he hasn't been in a movie. No.
Really?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Ray Romano.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, he's been in Ice Age with Ray Romano.
All the Ice Ages.
Last Leary. One, because this is going to get old.
I'm trying to think.
No, this is fun.
Sidney Poitier.
No, he's dead.
But he worked quite a lot in the 90s. Like, he's in Jackal.
Well, he wasn't in Jackal.
No, he wasn't in Jackal. He could have been in Jackal, though.
He hit his really prolific phase in the 2000s.
Mm. Is he still prolific?
Oh, yeah, we reckon he's having his the Leguizamaissance.
Yeah.
Last year was massive for him, man.
He's reached the and phase of his career.
Yeah.
He's now and John Leguizamo, and that's
Is he going into his period where he does some, like, where he's becoming, like, he's in Batman-sized films as a major, like, supporting role, and people are like, oh, he's the greatest actor of all time, and then he does a film about him and a lot of other old men going to Vegas?
He could do that.
You know
he
what I mean?
Was actually
he's on the verge.
Yeah.
He was actually originally cast in the next Batman film as the villain.
No, Spider-Man.
Spider-Man film, sorry.
He was going to be the new trilogy of Spider-Mans. He was going to be in it before
Michael Keaton
took it.
He got cast as that originally, and then Michael Keaton was like, "I want it." And they're like, "Okay."
Keaton took, and so what he needs is a Birdman.
Yes.
What he needs is, like, someone needs to come along and we're feeling it. We're feeling confident, and what's the bet it'll happen right after we fucking finish this?
You have to bring it back.
I'm confident that we will get an Oscar nom from him within the next 10 years.
Just, it's on the edge. It's on he did the menu, and he did the night Christmas one.
Violent Night.
Violent Night.
Oh.
And in the menu, he was and John Leguizamo
yeah.
instead of a third bill. And in Violent Night, he was like second billed. He was the
And
villain.
Then he did The Power with Toni Collette, which was on Amazon, which was very popular.
She's the exact same person as John Leguizamo.
She's fantastic.
We cummed hard.
They're the same person.
When we heard that they were in a movie, in a TV series
I
together.
Ejaculated all over your Phil Scolopini.
Because if I look at, I looked at Toni Collette's career recently.
Yeah.
From nine, like, you know, because she does Muriel and then she goes OS.
Mm-hmm.
And then she just hit, and then like 20 years of just bizarre shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
bizarre. And occasionally it's Knives Out, and occasionally it's
something. I think she just likes. I think she picks roles she likes to do because she has the freedom to do that now. She did States of Tara, which was huge in the States. It's huge in America. She's great. I don't think I've never seen her do a bad thing ever.
But it's a rare treat to get them as a couple because it was a quirk. They're a couple. Yeah, they play a couple because it was originally, who was it? Leslie Mann was in the part.
Oh.
And that's what you get. You need a Leslie Mann usually. Or who's a male, who's the Leslie Mann of men?
Who's a male Leslie Mann?
That's a good question.
Who's a male Leslie?
God.
What is that? What would you say the attributes of Leslie Mann are? Quirky or a bit snappy?
Quirky.
Like a bit like...
Quirky. Recognizable, but totally does her own shopping.
I got a good
Never
one.
Has a problem going to the supermarket.
I think you've misunderstood how famous these people are.
Leslie Mann is famous. She can go to the supermarket.
But like Beverly Hills supermarket.
Yeah, fine, but she... No.
She doesn't go to like...
No, she could go to Trader Joe's in the Upper West Side.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I never saw anyone shop.
I never saw Leslie Mann at Trader Joe's.
Yeah, I'm speaking for myself. I've never seen Leslie Mann shop.
Someone
but
saw...
I think she could.
No, do you know who is? Who's the guy from that wrote and was in? I always forget his name, but he was in the one with Mila Kunis.
Ashton Kutcher.
Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking of
Jason Segel.
Jason Segel is a male Leslie Mann.
Okay, yep.
And usually you got to get one of them.
Yeah.
But then because of this quirk of they cast Leslie Mann, then they got... John, and then Leslie Mann pulled out, then they replaced her with Toni Collette. Then we got the double bill, which is a rare treat.
It was so great.
How often is... Can you count on one hand how many times he's been cast as the lead actor in a movie?
More than one hand.
Yeah.
But they're movies that you wouldn't have heard of.
Yeah.
Like there is one, I bring it up fucking every other episode, but I'm going to. It's a movie, you should watch it. The Take.
I do love cake.
But Mish farted on it.
Well, if I'd... No, I wouldn't
the take.
I'm sorry. If there was cake in your office, I wouldn't have farted on it. I would have eaten it. Anyway, it's called...
Put that on a T-shirt for your show.
It's called The Take, and it was a movie that we just threw in amongst the rest of them going, we'll just watch this random drama film. He's phenomenal in it. It's
2007.
It's such a good film.
It's the same director as...
Lincoln Lawyer.
Lincoln Lawyer.
Brad Furman.
Mm.
Yeah, Lincoln
Tyrese Lawyer. Gibson's in it. Mm-hmm. Soul. And Rosie Perez.
Yes.
Who we love.
And he's Bobby done... Cannavale.
Yeah. He's done a couple of movies.
Oh, we love Bobby Cannavale.
Yeah. We love Bobby Cannavale.
His son is a Nepo working now. Did you know that?
Oh, really?
Cannavale Jr. is in stuff.
Get out of town.
I love... This is my big Nepo theory, though. I say this on the podcast a lot.
Yeah, go on.
It's just like people are like, Nepo babies. Mm. It's because of nepotism. It's like it's also because they're like the children of hot, talented people.
Yeah. In the AFL, there's a father-son rule and there'll be a mother-son, mother-daughter rule. And it's essentially, you know, that that son plays for your football the same as their father.
Mm.
And you go, well, it's one, genetics, and it's two, having a very experienced person showing you how to do something.
Mm.
Yeah.
100%.
So you grow up in that world.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But it's just like...
Look at Beyonce's daughter who's just dancing with her in front of millions of people on stage.
How old's her daughter now?
Like 10. Yeah. But she's just like full dancing in front of like a stadium of like 20,000 people.
Yeah.
But it's also like...
It's bloody eating her breakfast.
My favourite is Lenny Kravitz.
Which I farted on.
My favourite is Lenny Kravitz and...
Zoe Kravitz.
Yeah, but it's the daughter of Lenny Kravitz and the hot one from... The Cosby Show.
Oh.
They're like, people are like, oh my God, it's nepotism.
Yeah.
It's like, no, it's the two most
really
beautiful people
hot,
in the
yeah.
world.
She's really
of
hot.
She's a model.
You know, on the other side of that, and I'll say this comfortably, is Dennis Quaid's a handsome man and Meg Ryan's a handsome man. And Jack just looks like a dude.
Jack's a handsome man.
That he's handsome like Dennis and cute like Meg. Gee whiz, what a combo.
Yeah, what a fucking, what a, truthfully, that's a great combination of a person. But Dennis Quaid and bloody.
You wouldn't think, like, he doesn't, like, he doesn't look like Dennis Quaid or Meg Ryan. Like, he just, he has attributes of him, but he's just like, he's a guy.
He does just kind of look like a dude.
Yeah.
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 But he does have that talent in the.
But then, you know, it's the talent.
Yeah.
Then it's the talent.
And he was in Scream.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. We're going to go to an
Oppenheimer.
Ad. Is he in Oppenheimer? Yeah. I haven't watched
Oppenheimer.
He played
Feynman.
Did you see Oppenheimer?
Have I told you about this thing?
Did you see Oppenheimer?
Have you seen Oppenheimer?
Yeah.
Did you see
it? I saw Oppenheimer.
I haven't seen it. Did you see Barbie?
Yeah.
As Barbie? Of listening to this, I have seen it, but right now I have not. As the to the listener, yes, I have.
You got two Barbies, you got two Oppenheimers.
And a Barbie.
You got.
I haven't watched Oppenheimer.
But you've seen Barbie.
Been seen Barbie.
So
two Barbies.
I can talk to you
about Oppenheimer.
I can talk to you about Barbie.
Yeah. I can't talk to Zach about anything right now.
Well, you have a podcast together.
We can talk about John Leguizamo.
We can talk about John Leguizamo.
But no, I will say this one thing about Oppenheimer. Actually, after the break.
After the break. There's an ad. After the break, you're going to get Zach's thought on Oppenheimer.
Hey, welcome back to the podcast. Well,
you have to give an ad. You have to give a slightly larger break because otherwise one of us will get cut off. So this is the longer break for an ad.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Go on then.
Okay, cool. No, that's good. That's good. Yeah. So Oppenheimer, Barbie. No Barbie point. I watched Interstellar about a year ago, rewatched it, and then got into physics because of
Interstellar.
Interstellar.
Yeah.
Now you're making bombs in your house.
Now I made a nuclear reactor in my house.
Oh my god, man!
Hey, that's a full-on reaction to that clear. Film. Just want to make it super clear. I'm Zach's joking. Let's maybe not make jokes about that before I go on a tour. At exactly the point where people might be listening to my podcast.
Do we need that part to be cut?
Ah, no. I've not made a nuclear reactor.
You saw Oppenheimer.
You best believe that if he had.
There'll be people on planes watching Oppenheimer.
That's true.
Mm. But it's very funny to me because I learnt about all these physicists in the last year because of another Christopher Nolan movie. And then when I was watching it, I like knew the names of the physicists.
Oh, that's great.
So there's a bit in it where they're like, oh, we can't work out the quantum mechanics of this bomb. We're going to need to talk to Niels Bohr. And I was literally like in my seat in IMAX. I was like, oh, shit. Oh, they're not going to talk to Bohr. That's going to piss Einstein off.
And then he the like the
Dutch guy? Dutch guy. He was very.
I haven't seen Oppenheimer, but I would like to actually. I plan on probably seeing it in the next couple of weeks. But a very strange thing happened in my relationship regarding Oppenheimer, and I'm going to tell you, my friends.
After another break,
I'm telling you right now. Right. My partner and I went and saw Barbie. Both of us very excited to see Barbie.
No spoilers, please.
I will not spoil Barbie.
I've not seen it yet. I'm watching it tonight after we record this podcast. Potentially.
Where are you seeing it?
I don't know yet.
Cool. And I messaged, we had such a good time, saw Barbie, really fun. And I messaged him when I was at work the other day. I'm like, hey, do you want to go and see Oppenheimer next weekend? And he messaged me and he said, I don't really know. We're not big Chris Nolan fans.
Who's we?
Me and Matt.
Who
my
said
partner,
we?
He did. And I was like, and I looked at him like, I guess we're not really, but that he weed us. Like I did on
do you
in your
see
office.
The film?
Kind of, but he was right. It was just the first time my partner weed us. Like we don't like Christopher Nolan.
Yeah.
And I was like, hey man, you can't speak for me, but he's right. I don't really love Christopher Nolan films. And he certainly doesn't.
Mm. You seen Interstellar though?
I didn't like Interstellar very much.
What?
No.
Just a little joke for the regular listeners.
Yeah.
Because Mish doesn't like sci-fi.
If you had to pick one.
It's Sorry?
Of Nolan's films.
Why are you looking at me like I've got one chance to?
Well, because I'm a mid-30s man, and you're talking. Yeah, the way you talk about Matrix and Nolan is unacceptable.
When the Dark Knight hit us in a place. It's like just hit us in a place. We were 18 years old, Mish. You can't.
Okay, Okay, there's one I love. There is one I love.
Yeah.
There are always exceptions. Memento.
Oh yeah,
that's 100%.
Well, you should give Oppenheimer a go. What did you like about Memento? If it was the different timelines and a bit was in black and white, then you will.
No, I like Guy. I like Guy Ritchie's really hot.
Guy Ritchie.
Guy Pearce. Sorry, is really hot. Yeah.
I'll give Oppenheimer a go.
I will, but I'm just that was. I just got weed.
Can she say if she liked Barbie or is that too much?
What do you reckon?
Did you like Barbie? I think you loved it.
Yes, I did. I really did. You like Barbie?
Yeah.
Did you?
Had a great time.
Yeah, both myself and my partner really, really enjoyed Barbie. I think it was really funny. Like I just thought it was very funny.
I laughed out loud.
Yes, I laughed out loud. I had proper giggles.
A lot of pink.
Very, very pink. You know that there was a shortage in a particular shade of paint?
Great.
Wait, did I just
say that? No, I know there's a pink in it.
Anyways.
Great.
All right, we're not here to talk about that. We're here to talk about Pausing God. Oh, calm down. It was a 3-minute video. We got another short one in.
Yeah, are you down to video? Did you say
these are these are special, Broden. It's a treat.
Right.
We've done you a solid by giving you a
treat.
We saved the short ones.
We could have given you a 2008 drama where John Leguizamo plays some form of teacher trying to help out a
pop him in a cardigan.
Yeah, a little
some
sweater
Ansel
vest.
Engort.
Yeah,
type.
You would have fucking hated us then.
I mean, yeah. Well, as long as do you make them go for ones that are only on streaming platforms or how do you
we get all of them. We get them. We have our ways. it's usually legal. We rent a lot of shit on YouTube.
Yeah, YouTube's the one, isn't it?
Yeah.
He's in a Waco show. I'm keen to watch that.
Mate, you've got to watch Waco. Yeah. You know about Waco, the show? You know about Waco, the event?
It's Michael Shannon, Broden.
Yeah.
Sure.
Oh, no, I've seen it.
You know that there's a Waco the Trials.
Is coming.
Oh.
Would you like to be on that? Yeah.
Sure. We drove past Waco once. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know.
We drove within a kilometer of Waco.
When was that? Would have been on.
I'd love to rewatch Texas. Waco. Hmm? I would love to rewatch
you
Waco.
You can't pick a whole series.
Okay.
You can pick one movie.
Anyway, I gave you this one.
Oh, he's in Encanto.
Yeah, Bruno. You know,
of course. Yeah.
Oh, did you know that?
He's the most Encanto person ever.
But actually, that was a really exciting moment for us on this podcast because he doesn't do a voice.
Can I please?
We thought he'd be playing around.
Can I do the blurb?
Yes. Go for it.
All right. So, Pausing God is a short film written and directed by Connor Byrne. It stars John Leguizamo and Adam Mucci, two diehard Knicks fans praying for a brighter NBA season for their beloved New York team. Mm. They speak about how awesome the Knicks were in the 90s and how disappointed they are with their ongoing losing streak in the noughties.
Yeah.
They put all of their faith in the 2016 team with a particular emphasis on a 7-foot-3 Latvian that we won't speak about much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carl,
I mean, it's probably worth noting.
Pausing God.
Yeah. So Porzingis is his surname, right?
Yeah.
He was a player for the New York Knicks. It's worth mentioning. We don't need to go into a lot of detail here, but feel free to watch it and look him up and stuff. He was this great player who was really promising for the New York Knicks in 2016. And then in 2018, there were some allegations made against him that were really gross.
He's still in the NBA.
He's still there.
Yeah.
Yeah, there were, but there are those allegations. So just be aware of that, which is why we don't necessarily need to talk about him.
You know who he plays for?
Who now?
Boston Celtics.
That's my team.
Is that your team?
Yeah. Well, I'm a really, this is why I had Broden on, because he's a sporty boy.
Well, because Broden, your podcast is about football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We thought,
bring you on for the basketball.
This is a different sport.
Yeah, but you love basketball.
Basketball with the hand.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
We have a sci-fi boy. Who's our sci-fi boy?
We get Sam in for sci-fi.
Who's our Ice Age boy?
Ben Russell.
Who's now our sporty boy?
You're our sporty boy.
You're our sporty boy.
Great. Welcome, I love that.
Welcome to the sport.
Mr. Sport. Yeah. Can you call me Mr. Sport?
Yeah,
Mr. Sport.
So Mr. Sport. we can talk about fucking sports. My whole thing on sports is I don't come from a sporty family.
Mish loves sports.
She actually does.
No, I don't. okay. My dad was really into basketball, and he was a San Francisco bloody, what are they called?
They're
Warriors.
Golden State Warriors.
And that was his team. But he was a Boston Red Sox guy. And I loved Boston Red Sox when I was a little kid. I just thought it sounded really cool and the Sandlot kids and stuff. And whatever. And then I was like, well, if I go for that Boston team, I have to go for the Boston Celtics. This is my stupid little child brain.
Yeah.
And I can't change. Once I'm committed, I can't change.
Yeah.
Like, you're trying to get me to go for the Tassie Devils.
Because you're from Tasmania.
No, I'm not. I lived there for like 6 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm a Geelong supporter and I'm not going to change. And there's no reason because I'm not a diehard fan.
No.
But I can't change.
What did you go for an NRL team before you met Matt?
Not at all. I never in a million years thought that I would ever watch the NRL. And now I watch it I watch it more often than I'd love, but I enjoy it enough.
They throw it backwards.
But yeah. But he is like, my partner is a diehard Canterbury Bankstown Bulldogs fan for NRL. Oh, massively. Yeah, it's his like he bleeds blue and white. Right? Okay, yeah. And because of that, if him and I were to break up fucking tomorrow, I would still stay on as a Bulldogs fan.
Oh, cool.
Can I ask why this short film was made? Do you know why?
No, we were hoping you would illuminate us. I thought you would be like, I was really hoping for like a, do you want me to tell you what I was hoping?
Yeah, yeah, show me.
I thought you would be like, you know, no, actually. So I would be like, I didn't get it. And then you would be like, that's what it feels like to watch it, to love a football star. You know, when I watch the basketball and there's a new player, it's like a religious experience. So I was hoping for some of that insight.
It's that. It's essentially a YouTube video.
Yeah.
No, it literally is a YouTube video.
It's a short film. So it was it premiered at the Tribeca Film Festival and it was named as a short film.
Yeah.
And it's got the lighting of a short film.
Yeah, it definitely does, but it kind of passes a sketch.
Is it a reel for a director?
Probably.
So we should explain the plot.
It's two people.
I did.
Worshipping.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. They're at a bar.
Posing. No, they're at a church.
Aren't they at a church? Like lighting their candles and praying?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
They're in a church they're praying to Posing God. Porzingis, he's like their god.
Yeah.
And then they make a lot of references to their team.
To the New York Knicks.
And they say things like...
Well, they list off all the players from the 90s when the Knicks were killing 80s. It. Yeah.
Well, in the 70s, they were really good.
Okay.
See, this is good.
So there's a documentary. Do you remember I tried to make you watch documentaries called 30 for 30s?
Yes.
And there's ESPN, a guy called Bill Simmons.
See, this is
getting Miss Ford on. That's why I didn't. We knew about Pausing God from fucking ages ago. I'm like, we can't do this without a sporty boy.
When Broden started when you did footy with Broden, we thought, fuck, that's our Mr. Sport.
That's Mr. Sport.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
So this guy called Bill Simmons, right? He was an ESPN reporter, and
is he related to Ben?
No, he isn't. He's a Bostonian.
Were you impressed that I asked that question, though?
Yeah, really impressed.
He was so impressed.
Do you know who Ben Simmons is?
Yes.
Do you?
Yeah, he's the half Australian, half American.
Do you know that he's from Box Hill?
Yes.
Box Hill Ben.
Is that true?
Yeah, kind of.
From there? I know he's from a normal place.
And so this guy he started podcasts for ESPN, and he was trying to push ESPN down this way, and it didn't, he ended up quitting.
Mm-hmm.
And he started a network called The Ringer, which is now the biggest podcast network in the world, pretty much, called and the Bill Simmons podcast. And he started at ESPN before he left. He got film directors, like proper film directors, and said, is there any story in sports you'd ever want to tell? And then he commissioned them all to
happen. Why is it called 30 for 30?
I don't know. 30,
is there 30 of them?
Yeah, I think that was the vibe. And it's 30 millimeter maybe. Is that a kind of film or some shit?
Yeah, 5.
Maybe. I don't know.
Are they 30 minutes long?
They're like 2-hour full films. Oh. And you would actually like
filming. I know, I'm sure I would. Yeah, the Brad films Pitt one is one of my favorite movies.
Yes, Moneyball.
I love the Moneyball.
Benet Miller. And there's like one called July 27th, I think, and it's about all the sport events that happened on that day. There was a finals in hockey. There was an NBA, like Game 7, all these really important games. But literally on TV in America, all the major networks stopped covering them to just shoot OJ in a white Bronco going down a highway. So it's just a bit of shit like that. And I showed you one once.
Yeah.
And why are we talking about this? Because there's one called When the Garden Was Eden, and when it's about when Madison Square Garden was a place where they constantly won. And that was through the 70s, predominantly white players.
Really?
And then as the NBA became more welcoming to everyone, They became shitter and shitter and shitter.
Who's a Knicks player in the 70s that was really good that I might
Phil
know?
Jackson, who was talked about in this.
Yep.
So he was like a hippie kind of dude. He thought differently and he played in this team. He was really tall and he ended up becoming a coach.
Okay.
And he coached the Chicago Bulls. That was his first job. And he coached Michael Jordan and won 5 or 6 rings.
Well, this short film was for you then.
Yeah. And then he went to the LA and then he won heaps of rings with Kobe Bryant and Shaq.
Okay, yep.
And then after that, he was like, well, I'm going to go back and run the New York Knicks, who I played for in the 70s.
And then he fucked them.
And, well, it just didn't work out and they're still shit. They are.
Are they always at the bottom?
They're very, very bad and they've constantly been bad. So this was made in what, 2007 or something?
2016.
16, right. And that's kind of like, it's all going to be good now and it's not.
Well, yeah, from what I read, there was like all this hope that the 2016 Knicks team.
Is that what it's about? Is it like it's a Boston Red Sox type team or a Western Bulldogs type team?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
A down
and this
now, yes.
Lithuanian man, where's he from?
Latvia.
This Latvian man is their hope and dream.
Did you watch it?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a skish.
It meant nothing to me. Okay, yeah. Like they're saying a lot of stuff, but I need this context.
Yeah, no.
It was shot in a morning. Yeah.
Oh, 100%. I think that this is a perfect example. You were saying about
it was. I was. In fact, it's 3 shots.
Yeah.
It's a tight on John. It's a tight on the other guy, and it's a wide.
Yeah. This is to me like you were asking before about what does John often do. It's shit like this. Yeah. I reckon one of the Burns somehow contacted because it was brothers Tyler and Connor who created this film. One of them knew him from something.
Yeah.
They worked on a film where they were some form of producer on it. They were some sort of whatever. And they said, look, I'm making this short. Would you come on board? And he's like, I've got a half day.
There's this.
If I'm free.
If I'm free. And I don't even know if he got, like, he would have been paid minimal. Like, I don't say this as being, this was definitely I'll do you as a favor job.
That Edward Norton TikTok that we've all seen talking about when he gets, why he does Wes Anderson films.
Oh, yeah,
I haven't seen that.
Where he's just like, oh, I lose money making, I do the other one so I can do this. Mm. And he reckons he got like $1,400 for doing the new, what's it called?
Asteroid City.
Asteroid City.
Like, which I'm very excited for. I haven't seen it yet.
Looks very good. $1,400. Is it out?
It is in the US. I don't think it's out in Australia.
Not yet. Talk to Me is, and I want to see that one.
Oh, yeah, I really want to see Talk to Me.
It's a horror film.
Here's
is that Raka Raka Boys?
Yeah. Here's a scenario I want to paint for you both. All right. Frodo, what was the... You were on the front bar?
Yes.
You were on the front bar. I want you to imagine we've been talking about Paws and God for 2 years, right?
Yeah.
And what channel's the front bar?
Channel 7.
Channel 7's a sports show. It's about football. I was sitting on the couch. So we've been for 2 years. None of this is true, but it's a picture I want to
paint. Yeah.
This is like the legend of Mr. Sport Mr. that I want to build. I was sitting on the couch. 2 years we were talking about Paws and God. Mish kept coming to me. She was like, when are we going to do Paws and God? When are we going to do Paws and God? I was like, we don't have our Mr. Sport yet. And I was watching Channel 7 and then you came on the front bar and you were talking front football. The reason I'm choosing the front bar rather than footy with Broden is because it needs the live element.
But like, you know, I like sport and have done and have known that for upwards of 15 years. Like, because I took you to an NBA game?
Yeah. But got to imagine this, right? So I'm watching TV. My television isn't even plugged into the area.
But so he's put 7 plus is on. He's said 7 plus on.
But it has to be live TV because I see you on the television. I pick up my phone.
Yeah, you've gone to 7 plus, you've gone to live stream.
Yeah. And I call up Mish and I go, Mish, put on channel 7. And then I go, I think we've got our Mr. Sport.
Yeah. Wow.
And then a beautiful montage of us finally being in this podcast studio together. That's beautiful, man.
I think we've got
Whenever I have a sports question, I always message you.
Yeah.
Or a sports fact.
Yeah.
Which is so rare.
I was like, no, you don't.
Yeah, I do. I do.
Like whenever what?
Like during COVID, we would message each other about the basketball.
Yeah.
And my partner was playing NBA 2K.
Matt and I go for the same basketball team.
You do. See? And when I first started dating Matt and he was, sorry, I just touched.
Can we tell that story again?
Everyone knows that
story. Everyone knows that story.
You got a penchant for my knee.
I don't have a penchant for your knee.
She just rubbed my knee.
When my partner Matt and I first got together, my boyfriend is a sporty boy and I am not a sporty girl. And I was messaging.
It's a good song.
He was a sporty boy.
I'm not a sporty girl. I messaged Broden for some help.
Sporty boy girl and sporty boy boy.
No, I would, but I'd message you and I'd be like, oh, he likes this sport. You're like, that's good, Mish. And I was just messaging you.
Oh, yeah.
Sports
yeah.
and stuff, no, man.
But you guys have been together for a long time.
3 years now. Anyway.
When I found out Broden was Mr. Sport?
When?
Watching Channel 7.
this is the lore of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remind me to mention something to you off air about that show.
Frumper?
Yeah.
What?
Sorry?
You can't hint at it on it yet.
Nah.
You make a mental note, Mish. You don't tell us.
Yeah, sorry. Okay, Tommy.
But I just know.
Should
I just,
Tom cut that last
bit? No, it just fine. Upsets me, right? Because I'm like, I've been on, you know, when you're on a podcast, like, I've got to talk to you about something off air.
Oh, no, it's a positive thing.
But we'll never do that. It will forget.
No, we won't. I won't forget to mention this. Anyway, what do we think of John Leguizamo's performance in Pausing God?
I thought, do you know what it felt like to me? Often with actors, and they, when they're doing sport, you can feel it. He may very well, I think, the amount that this man works, he's not watching a lot of basketball, I don't think.
Is that what your thoughts are?
He's a New Yorker, though. Like, yeah, he is totally. A quintessential
I think he
New
goes
Yorker.
For the Knicks.
100%.
I think he goes for the Yankees.
100%.
Or he might go for the Mets, which is a more like suburban New York baseball team. He goes for them, but he doesn't, you know.
You live and breathe.
Because I feel like my theory was, and you're going to know it better, you're our Mr. Sport.
Yeah, sure.
But I feel like I watched it and I was like, the reason he said yes to this is because he loves this team.
He could very well. I think what I'm talking about, he probably loves the Knicks.
You would say yes if a young man messaged you and said, hey, I'm making a, who's good in the Demons?
Max Gorn.
Oh, Max Gorn. I saw him once. My friend showed him a
Max
boob.
Gord. God.
Gorn. Yeah.
Oh, God. Oh, my Gorn. Something like that.
Yeah.
You'd say, yeah, I could find it at Morning Free. I love Max Gorn.
So, like, look, here, I've just found a photo very quickly of John Leguizamo.
The Knicks.
Courtside. So, courtside. I just rent courtside.
He's a
There's
fan.
Him with Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh, wow.
Who, and with his son, who is a Nepo, who is the main guy in Licorice Pizza.
Yep.
So I reckon he likes him and he's across it, but he's not like a... There would have been names in that
there
list.
There are heaps of photos of him at the Knicks.
Yeah, oh, totally. They get them all down there.
Oh, there's one with him with Lupita Nyong'o.
There you go.
What's that?
I tried my best.
Wait. Broden, stop. I'm sorry. There's a photo of him with Lupita Nyong'o.
I see
that
one
Lupita
too.
Lupita Nyong'o?
And it's also with Edie Falco.
Yeah.
No, not Edie Falco.
Who's that guy? Who are they?
So that's him with one is Michael Imperioli, who is from The Sopranos.
Yes.
And the other one is Tracy Morgan or Jordan.
Jordan Morgan.
It's Tracy Morgan.
Yeah, Tracy Morgan.
Because he plays Tracy Jordan in... Wait, who? Which one from Sopranos?
Michael Imperioli.
The
He plays the nephew or the... Sorry? He plays...
Yeah.
Oh my God, he's a massive Knicks fan. He's in all these photos. No, John Leguizamo is a proper fan.
Okay, great. But you know, okay, what I guess I'm taking from it is like, he's not approaching it as a Knicks fan.
No.
He's approaching it as an actor because he's some of the names he says, he goes, well, we've been saying it the same way for a while, so I'm going to give it a nice up.
Mm-hmm.
And he's doing a monologue.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shared monologue.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
I thought he was fantastic in this. I really enjoyed it. I think he meant what he was saying. I think he was having fun. I honestly do.
I thought he did good. I felt a lot of anxiety watching it. Because I've said yes to short films and then not like looked at the script until the morning of. And I felt like the sides for this script were next to him.
Mm.
And I felt the stress of like,
oh yeah, that was that. Too.
Like totally. I was like, they would have had to edit around the both of them.
He went to his courtside here with Donald Trump at a Knicks game.
Oh, is that?
And Ivanka.
Is that Hollywood?
Like he went there with them?
No.
He's next to them.
There's no way. He's very, very.
I mean, they're like, they just put famous people down there. Yeah, you know? Okay.
Would you love that? Would that be something you'd enjoy?
To meet Donald Trump?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I'd love that.
You love.
I would love. Bruno
loves.
Mr. Sport loves Trump.
No, we're learning so much about you.
Would you like to sit courtside?
Oh yeah, that'd be incredible. Like Ronnie Cheng goes courtside all the time.
Oh my god, I'd love that.
The closest I will ever get United NBL courtside.
You don't think that you could ever get courtside for NBA?
No, we got the best thing we'll ever get.
What was that?
Which is we at the end of our Netflix show got invited to a corporate box at the Staples Center for a Sixers Clippers game, and Andy Don had a private suite at it.
Fuck off.
And it was free food.
They had little burgers.
There's these things like
they came around and they gave us a cookie sandwich. Yeah. I could tell you about the burgers and the nachos and the cookie sandwich. I couldn't tell you a thing about the game.
They brought in a trolley.
Who won the game?
Clippers. But a guy called Shake Milton had his best ever game. It was cool to see. They brought in a trolley with like 8 cakes on it.
Like in Hogwarts.
Yeah.
And it's full Hogwarts.
That's full Hogwarts.
And then they
Hogwarts.
Like with anyone, they're like, and what ice cream do you want on it? That's what I remember.
Oh, see, this is the shit that I love.
That I would do that again. I would hate to be courtside.
Yeah.
I'd feel like I was on show.
That's part of it.
Is being on show. It's like the queen. You're like the queen in the box.
The NBA was not a showbiz sport. And then this guy, there's an HBO series about it that's like a 5 out of 10 series. Called Showtime, it's Showtime or whatever.
Mm-hmm, yep.
Adam McKay made it.
Oh, that one.
Yeah.
He lost his, he's, that's the
end of that, the Will Ferrell.
It was for relish, something that wasn't that great. Oh, that's a shame.
It's still going though and people like it. They made it a Showtime thing by putting all the famous people there and it became a status thing and it still is now. Like it's like the seats are 50,000 a night and stuff like that and crazy.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's fucking full on. I got really good seats. We went to Sydney to watch a Bulldogs versus Broncos game, NRL.
They're two rugby teams, NRL teams.
And we went to Belmore Stadium,
or
Oval, I should say, which is this, like, it's the home game for the Bulldogs, right? Mm. And it's in the middle of this suburb.
Yeah, it's working class as.
And it's fucking cool, man. Like, I'm really glad I got to do that. It was such a cool experience.
Yeah.
Because, like, 90% of the people at the game were dog supporters, 10% from Queensland Broncos support or whatever.
Were they nice? Was it nice? A nice
no,
experience?
That's the part I don't like about it.
They were rude.
They just get very angry. Really aggressive. Like,
yeah, that's what I don't care for.
Yeah, I don't like that part at all. The actual game I've kind of gotten into now that I've learned about it and stuff.
Mm.
And I think sports culture is fucking fascinating because I didn't grow up with it at all. Much like I find religion very interesting, I find that kind of like I bleed my sports team stuff very interesting. Mm. My partner's not an aggressive person at all. He's actually quite gentle, but he fucking loves this sport.
Mm.
And the people, how angry they get when something goes wrong and how like venomous they can be to other teams. I just don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't love that.
It's true. It does get in the film world, particularly like the superhero world, though, it's becoming more like the culture's becoming similar and similar. Like you can listen to a sports podcast and listen to like Weekly Planet, or you guys talk about movies and like it's the same kind of shit. Like, I hope this person does well, and I hope this comes through.
Mm.
Barbie versus facts. Oppenheimer.
Boys love facts.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter what they like.
Yeah,
you're gonna find boys will find their thing to go. Oh, actually, this is my little fact.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, it's the fact stuff is there.
It's all about grossing now with film. Like, it's like, was it good or bad? Will it gross this? And that's like, that is the boy thing of going, well, now it's actually worth.
His numbers. Mm. And it's also like, I hate the Rotten Tomatoes shit.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't go to the cinema and scream at it.
No.
No, that's it. Anyway, look, does anyone have any final thoughts on Paws and God?
I just wanted to see what Oppenheimer grossed.
It was about $70 million.
Zach, on that first weekend, but what is it now?
Oh, I don't know, yeah.
Did it gross more than Barbie?
No.
Barbie's got a one. Is that like one records? Barbie's, it would have to. The marketing team behind that film, they need a holiday and a raise.
Because that was phenomenal. I think the Barbie-Oppenheimer thing, both of them would have just been like, oh, thank you.
Yeah, no,
there would have been a chat between the two teams going, let's just do this.
Oh, yeah.
I watched
like without a doubt.
I watched both and went, it's so funny that these were pegged as like fun. Yeah. I don't know, like both of them, you're like...
Yeah, exactly. No, 100%. It was...
It's summer films in America.
I love the idea that the Barbie people and the Oppenheimer people had a chat, like just a Zoom call was like, let's make this work. Let's do something here because we could make millions, millions and millions.
I can't really figure out how much they've made. It's not important.
No. Well, look.
Yeah. They're both doing well.
Yeah,
there's some really great final thoughts on Paws and God, I reckon.
Good basketball.
Do we want to do Leguistamos?
Yeah, I mean, that's the
So Leguistamos is a rating
John Stamos
we give.
Thing? Or?
No, it's a John Leguizamo thing. Oh. A John Stamos podcast wouldn't go for very long, but it would be really interesting to watch his Carrie-Anne Kennelly interview.
What happened what on that? That?
Where he was really drunk. Have you not seen that?
No.
Oh my goodness! It was from like
usually
the early noughties.
You and me are pretty good at having the same thing.
When Carrie-Anne had her own show, do you remember this? Carrie-Anne Kennelly.
I remember when Yumi called her racist and she was offended.
It was before that. It was like a good 10 years before that. John Stamos. She did an interview with him, and he was fucking wasted.
Nice.
Anyway. This is John Leguistamo's, so the Stamo rating. Out of five, but it has nothing to do with out of five of what you thought of it. It's how Leguizamo-y it was.
Oh.
So, for example, Super Mario Brothers is a five Leguistamo film. However, Speed, a movie he is not in.
Yeah, there's none.
Is two Leguistamos.
Why?
Because it's quite
because
a Leguizamo
It has
film.
The record, in our opinion,
he could
the record
be
of the highest Leguizamo score.
It's
a Leguizamo score for a film he's not
It's a really good point because when we started talking about John Leguizamo, I looked up what films is he in and I'd seen a lot of the films, but I don't remember him being in the
If I had told you he was in Scream, you would have gone, oh, okay,
Is he in Scream?
No.
You've got a real Mandela effect.
If I told you he was a voice in the Polar Express, you would have been like, oh, makes
sense. It's a Polar Express. It's got 1.5 Leguizamos, even though he's not in it.
Yeah.
But like justice for the... What is it? The 10 or whatever, you know, the
Assault on Precinct 13.
The one that, you know, that, you know, Mr. Writing All the Scripts wrote.
Oh, yep.
Mr. Writing All the Scripts.
Mr. Writing All the Scripts.
When They See Us, which is written.
Oh, yep.
Who wrote that?
That's and directed by Mr. Writes the Scripts.
No.
Who's that?
No, When They See Us was written.
My mistake.
Was directed by.
My mistake.
Yeah, a woman.
Different, very
Avu,
different film.
Someone.
Ava, really like her as a director. Yeah.
Anyway.
But I'm thinking of Ava Gardner for some
reason. Yeah, same. I was like, stop, I can't make that joke right now because no one will get it, but you would. Anyway.
Okay.
So well, you understand. We can go first if you want us to.
Yeah,
do you want you go first?
You don't
mate.
Have a. You don't, I'm sorry.
I don't have any
I'm
reference.
Sorry, but you don't have like a footy score, like a Mr. Footy score when you talk about. You and Tom don't at the end go, what do you give this week of footy?
No.
Out of four footies.
No. We may talk about the footy.
Say a movie, we'll give you a few examples. Say a movie, we'll tell you how many Legos. Yeah.
Ice Age.
Well, that's five.
Five.
Yeah. The first one is. But it gets a bit.
I get the vibe. Like, if I said.
Like Oppenheimer?
Yeah.
That's half.
Half.
Yeah, I wouldn't see him in that.
But if he was in it, fuck, that would have been good.
Yeah. Barbie, zero.
I think I wouldn't be surprised if he was in that.
No, I would be. That's
really?
Not, yeah. That, nah, zero
I haven't
Leguistamos.
Seen it yet, so.
Shame.
But if you're listening, I have seen it now. So if you're listening right now, I've seen Barbie.
Don't come for him.
Don't come for me.
Trying to think of a movie. What about like,
any movie?
What
any
that,
movie?
What about that Judd Apatow one about being in lockdown and they're making Jurassic Park? You know that one?
Probably half. He's not in it. Yeah. Most of the ones he's seen. Yeah.
Classic Zach. That's a classic Zach.
Oh, fuck. Zach, you give your Leguistamos first.
Of this? Paws and God?
Yeah.
I'll tell you about the time when we were doing the press for D&D, Dungeons and Dragons, and for 19 interviews, kept saying, they'd go, what was your inspiration?
Because every interviewer asked the same question. Yep. That was part of it.
Because how did you prepare for playing three dead corpses? And then he would go into this spiel about how he watched the film's Flatliner.
No, we did a Flatliner.
We did a Flatliner.
I said we all did a, you know, Flatliners with Kiefer Sutherland?
Yeah.
I was
He was like,
that's
we did
such
Flatliner.
A niche joke,
he just
Zach.
Kept doing it like 19 in a row, 19 in a row, 19 in a row.
That's
he
so niche.
He just kept going and then
there
19
is a,
in.
Yeah.
And then 19 in. Mark goes, oh, yeah, we did a lot of prep for all. In fact, Zach, I think you... We're talking about you prepared by watching Flatliners and then just in front of everyone live and he goes, no, I don't recall.
What was that on?
It was everything.
Kotaku or Kogan Mobile or something.
That's so funny. But I just threw Mark under the bus. It's funny to throw people under the bus.
Yeah, that's funny.
I don't recall ever
doing anything related to Zach. Flatline.
That is very, very Zach.
It's a funny joke.
Leguistamo's, mate, go.
4.5.
All right.
I mean, they asked him to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's a real thrill. When John, I reckon he got an email from his agent.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And it was like, hey, wouldn't normally send this through, but I know you're a big Knicks fan.
And you know these guys. I reckon he knows them somehow.
It's like, and they said, do they know you? Look, it's entirely up to you. It doesn't look like it's paid that well, but I thought I would send it through. And then he said, hey, yeah, if I'm free, I'd make it happen.
Mm.
And then it happened. Yeah. And I think that's really nice for him. That's a real thrill for him.
Very John Leguizamo-y circa 2016.
Yeah, that's really cool. Like, he just got asked to do this short film and he agreed to do it.
For all of those reasons, I also give it 4.5.
Yeah.
No, great. I love that too.
How about you, Mr. Sport?
You reminded me of one of our producers in America, Falbo, said, famous people will do your stuff. You just have to make it a really nice day for them.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, exactly what you're saying before. Like, it's in New York, we'll do a thing, we'll talk basketball, it'll be a fun day.
Yeah. Well, have you ever heard of the Flatbush Zombies?
No.
They're rappers, right? And he, very similar kind of vibe to Pausing God, except much longer. They made a movie with, like, promoting their upcoming album. Mm. And they're really cool. Like, it's a really cool fucking, it's called Vacation the Movie by Flatbush Zombies. And John Leguizamo is in there, kind of like been cast as this role to kind of be like, hey man, your music's not the same as it used to be, and you blah, 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 blah. And it's just him and his sons there with him, like his real life son. Yeah. And 100% it gives the vibe that he got offered this job. And he's like, yeah, I'll do this. My son loves these guys.
Yeah.
He's got to come along and do it with me. Yeah. And his son's just sitting there with him for no fucking reason. It's really good. Check it out. Anyway.
I give it 4.5 because he's in it. I feel like this, I don't really think, well, I give it 5, I guess.
Ooh.
Because he's in it.
Wow. Like this, wow. You're really going to go there, bro?
Like the way you broke down is like, if he's in it, it's very him. But if he's not in it, it can also.
So there are ones where
you get a 5 for a film he's not in it.
If he's in the first act, if he's in the first act and then he dies.
Yeah.
Or if he's in the first act on one scene of the third act.
Yeah.
That's very Leguizamo.
That's very.
So is that 5?
Well, it could be.
Could be.
So it's not because he's in it less, it's less of a rating.
It's how Leguizamo-y the whole film
is. What's John Wick? What was your rating for John Wick?
Oh, that's pretty high because he's not in it as much as he should be. The film would have been better if he had one more
scene. But also, please let it be noted that there's been movies that he's starred in that's only been a 3. That's just like, that was a weird choice, weird vibe. Not a lot, but they're there.
It's how Leguizamo. So John Wick? You got John Leguizamo in the first act being like, oh, you got to watch out for John Wick.
Mm.
That's a very Leguizamo-y movie.
Yeah, big time. Broden, thank you so much for joining us today
on
Leguizamo-rama. Is there anything you'd like to promote?
No.
Sports? You want to promote some sport?
Yeah, the sports. I think it's important if you've got kids as well.
You got to support sports.
Yeah. If you've got kids out there.
Promote sports.
Get out on the weekends and it's a great way to.
Could you list off some sports for like just examples?
Basketball, football, lacrosse, tennis, theatre.
Chess. Do you know what I learned about chess today?
It's a sport.
Yep. And also, it's one of the fastest growing on YouTube.
Yeah, that's what Anna Taylor-Joy will do.
Yeah, but it literally started because of Queen's Gambit.
You across the whole guy?
No, my partner tried to sat me down immediately after I got home from work today and was just like, oh, here's something interesting I found out today, and started talking about this chess sport thing. And I was like, babe, I can't right now take all this in. But I took in that it started after Queen's Gambit because all these internet peoples were like, hold on a second. You can study this and you can get answers and facts and fun things. And they started playing a lot of chess.
It's a new sport. You crossed the best player in the world, a guy called Magnus Carlsen, and then he got overtaken by this other guy. And everyone's like, he's got a vibrator in his asshole and it's giving, and someone's sending him remote messages about what to do in the chess.
Was it in his asshole for real?
That's what they reckon, yeah. Like the song.
Mm.
That's why. Yeah.
That's what they reckon.
That's interesting. I work at a sex shop and I sold a vibrator to someone just this morning that they planned on shoving up their asshole.
Were it chess? Were they playing chess?
I didn't ask.
You're off to play chess, sir.
Was he like, hello, I am a chess genius. But this works. What is the range asshole. From remote. Broden, we always ask Tom to end the podcast with the song. You've worked with him a lot on your podcast. What song or what piece of music out of copyright?
Yeah, I was going to say, like, is that what it was? Well,
he came to us after a few episodes and was just like, you have to stop asking me to put these songs in there that's illegal for me to do.
Mm. So like, just like
his favorite royalty.
You know what's in his. Yeah. Yeah.
His favorite royalty free catalog that he uses every day. His favorite song from that. Which sounds a little bit like this. And then you don't have to play it then.
No, I think that's, you can play it when, keep going.
Here it is.
Yeah. Meanwhile, throughout that, could you also just go back to where Broden listed off sports and just insert those?
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
What?
So you'll see.
The music that we're going to end on, we're going to end on a piece of music. We used to just end on the theme song and then Mish at some point decided to make Tom work for his money.
Yeah, he did work.
And he's going to take the list you just did of different sports.
I look at Tom and I say, I just see free time. That's what I
do. Yeah, I would, a lot of, I always feel awful
doing
this.
I don't think Tom works hard enough, you know?
Yeah.
I often just try to say, maybe we'll just end it on the Leguizamarama theme this week. And Mish is like, no. Let's get.
Well, okay. Let it be. At this point, Tom, do everything I've just asked you to do, please. You do work for us. But please feel free to give me a call or shoot me a text if this is too much.
And we won't say anything, Tom.
Yeah.
If you tell Mish to pull it back, we won't say anything. Just everyone listening, you'll know.
You'll know if next week we're just like, hey, Tom, whatever you'd like. Anyway, thank you so much for listening, everyone. Thank you to Broden. Thank you to Zach. And hey, thank you to Mish. I'll see you all later. Bye-bye now.
Basketball, football, lacrosse, tennis. 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 Basketball,
football. Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.